This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one!
The two-time champ does absolutely
Alright, and we're live.
I'm not doing intros, by the way.
Made in Jaffa Podcast episode 237, because last one was actually 236.
Was it? I'm so tired, I can't lie, man.
Who's tired as hell? Too tired.
For real. Oh, I'm very Phil.
I am Phil. Colson is in the building, and we have Eman G45.
You best believe it.
His name, and the 45 is silent.
Yeah. Genghis Chibogwe, the Prince of the East, Tinfoil Hat Eames, Black Mamba Dove.
Fur.
GAM.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let's have it.
Let's fucking have it.
Let's be having you.
I'm really thinking about sperm donation. Like, heavy,
for what?
Heavy.
I'm sorry, I don't know how I was so aggressive. Why?
Seed is a currency, dude. Don't do that.
Yeah, what's it? Sperm
Mad
retention?
Seed. Sperm retention is crazy.
No, I'm sorry.
Sperm retention is actually great. But that's not a topic we should be talking about right now. But no. I just wanted to throw off the listener and just say, I want to just give out seed.
Should I be offended by this? Yeah. So I was talking to Lauren, yeah? And she goes, she was just talking about, because she works with children, and she was just saying, oh, one of the mums that she works with is doing really well. When you're born in this country, they do a report on baby and mother, and it's just simple things like, oh, baby and mum are doing well. So she goes, oh yeah, when you're born in this country, they'll give reports on how the baby and mum's doing. Oh, but you wouldn't have one. I said, okay, that's fine. Yeah. What do you mean by that? She's like, you wouldn't have one. You wasn't born in this country.
Nah,
I was crying.
Was it the delivery? Though?
Yeah. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you wouldn't have, what do you mean by that? Huh? My little racist. But no, she's. I want to clarify, she's not racist, but I thought that was funny.
You are racist.
Oh, yeah. No, I was never going to be offended. Oh, come on. Look at who I am. I'm the person that tricked her into watching that episode about Lanyra. She hates me for it. Says she can never get that time back because she believed it.
Oh, we all believe it.
I couldn't believe I was thinking about that episode where they're shooting up the mall.
But that's like a movie.
Do you know how funny Atlanta is? Like, we're
watching it back.
100. That last season.
A1.
You are white!
You white!
And the fact they got my man to be in that episode.
Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels.
They just had their finger on the pulse in a way no other show has.
It's probably my favorite show.
I can't blame you, man. I really. They've only got one mid season. I'm not crazy about two.
Yeah, me too.
But seasons 1, 3, and 4. 4 might be one of the best seasons of TV ever, just period. That episode where he fucks with that white lady because I think she cut him off.
Yeah. Then he recorded it.
Yeah, and then presented it like it was a movie.
Yeah.
Come. For real, nah. And even really hard, it's just a great story of the black experience. Because it's weird. It's a bit like the sort of bag that Jordan Peele's tapping into. And now our experience as black people has horror elements to it that I just don't think, I don't want to say that other races don't have, but it's simple, subtle things. Even like the people we idolize, like that episode where homeboy goes to that house and it's clearly meant to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that
episode. Yeah.
But the exact,
yeah, but it was, but like, yeah.
That was weird as fuck. My word.
Or just, oh man, the invisible car.
It's just those moments, like, it just takes you by surprise. Like, you don't see him coming. I really do think, like, say what you want about Donald Glover, but I think that man is a genius.
Yeah, I don't really think, I don't hate him because he likes Asian women. I don't get it.
Shit, they might as well hate me too. But I like all women. Please don't come up.
Oh, man.
White women.
I was going to, hold on.
No, I just said white women.
Something just hit me. Are you light skinned?
No.
Why? I wouldn't say so.
There's that clip of what's my man's name? Fucking Dr. Umar. No, he says, are you mixed race?
Who did he say that to?
It's Ish.
Oh, was fair, fair, fair. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's a fair assessment.
Something just hit me. Are you mixed race? He's like, no. I'm not.
Ish is a mixed race.
Apparently not.
There's no way that's full black.
That's not a black.
There's no way. I'm sorry.
He's, you know what? He's probably grown up with like a lot of mix in his family, but then it's like it's got to a point where it's just like
being Hispanic. Around mixed people doesn't.
It's like Hispanic. You know that them man, they say no, I'm not black. I'm but Hispanic.
But Ish isn't. I'm Dan. Ish is has Dino. To be mixed race. I'm so sorry, yes, that skin tone.
Yes, somewhere down the line.
What are you talking about? No, he's just...
No, like, he's not from one white, one black. Like, lineage probably has got there.
We're not on the set. Ish is not a black man. Or he is, sorry, but he has to be mixed race.
It's probably like his grandparents or parents that are mixed. But he himself, you can't classify it and say that he is...
Could afford me.
No, like, when you say like... When you say mixed race, a lot of people assume that there's two different ethnicities there.
So what are we saying for his mum and dad then?
I would say that they're mixed. Someone has to be mixed.
No, he is mixed.
Yes, he's mixed, but not in the sense that we would think like white, black.
Oh.
Yeah. He's mixed.
I'm thinking the traditional mix. Until I see otherwise.
He's a mixed ethnic, yeah.
Until I see otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Ish has to be mixed race. What's this?
Dr. Umar, halfway through a conversation, has a realization that man might be mixed race. So that would have justified everything man was saying. Have you man seen that? So this is a good topic. Have you man seen that thread online with the best interview moments across everything?
Give me an example.
Are just incredible. Like Ray J pulling up to the Breakfast Club with the coming after Fabulous.
Yeah.
You've seen.
When he called, but I thought he called in.
He called in, yeah, sorry. So he called in.
Charlamagne, are we live?
Listen, there's just so many. Safari spitting.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Charlamagne.
Nah, that ain't it, yo.
Breakfast Club actually has a lot of.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
sniffed the chair. Like, that was wild, man. No,
Charlamagne was
what, to Jennifer? Have you seen the stuff going around about Jennifer Lopez?
Nah, what? She's annoying.
I don't know how, yo, Ben. I mean, she's special. Like, that is a specimen. But I couldn't put up with it, you know? She still thinks she's Jenny from the block. She's nearly 50. Like, leave it alone. They went to your block. They asked about you. And they didn't know you.
Your credentials didn't show.
They didn't show. I can't rep being from South London and talking about Innie's house where I grew up on. If I go there, they're going to say, who the fuck is my man?
No, we don't know him.
Yeah. Having Jadakiss on that single was absolutely...
He didn't need to be there.
What A&R said? It
doesn't make sense because... They had to switch the beat for him. Even as a child, I was like, I thought it was two songs in one.
Do you know who's the best fit for this song? The lot. Like, what makes
it's Mariah Carey and Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah. Baby, come on.
I mean, yeah, no.
No, you're right about Jenny from the Block because the beat actually switches up. When growing up, I thought it was two songs, and when it played on the radio, I thought the Locks had finished, and then it went into Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
Nah, the A&R was fucking bugging. Yes, they're all from New York, but Jesus Christ.
Like, it worked.
Yeah, it did. It's a fucking banger, let's be honest. There's just so many interview moments, man. Like, I just think, I'm trying to think of anything else that's just noteworthy and like, Tyler the Creator's spitting.
I don't know. Point your headphones. Because it might just be me.
You know, yeah.
I can hear you partially sometimes. I can hear Demi for sure.
Yo.
Hello. You speak.
Mike. Yeah, I can hear Demi.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're clear as day.
Oh, word.
Charlemagne, are we live?
Charlemagne, are we.
Oh, there you go.
This mic is
fucked up.
Lord knows. Maybe.
No, other episode.
There you go. Well, I wasn't in the episode. Whoa, barely.
Well, there you go. Actually, yeah, probably not. Shit. Yeah. Well, that's an issue to figure out later on down the line.
Just turn we'll up the, the EQs, the volumes.
Yeah, we've got to do what we've got to do.
What were you saying? Oh, top interview moments.
Yeah, there's just like...
There's so many, but it's when people ask questions like that and you've not had time
you sound smart to a dumb person. Dame Dash and DJ.
Oh.
That episode, he was just saying... There was that pause count, and like even when his man then came through, like, yeah, like yo, pause. Like they were just pausing.
He can have this spot. Pause. If I go around and I'm whipping ass, that makes me a bad guy. Pause.
What was I gonna say? It's more because of the much dank edits, but anything 6ix9ine on the Breakfast Club. I got cases on.
I let my nuts hang.
Stupid. I'm not going to get the chance. And that video, what was it? When he was on the podcast. Hang.
Oh, he's a dumbass.
I don't know what kind of.
Girl go hang.
There's too many, bro.
Oh, for real. I'm trying to think of any others.
Kanye West. I like some of the Gaga.
That's incredible.
What the fuck does she know about
what? For real, he asked a genuine question.
That's an unbelievable question.
That's it.
In hindsight, he was so right.
Because they be given a lot of celebs positions just because of their name that don't make sense. You man seen Dune yet? You gonna see it?
I don't know if I will watch it.
Shit's ass.
You sound very disappointed about it.
I didn't like one, so I don't know why I did it. They were cooking me on that video I put on our Instagram.
Really?
I said,
wow,
I didn't like it, and they were like, this boy's got TikTok brain.
TikTok brain is crazy.
That's the name of the app.
That's the name of the episode. TikTok
brain is insane. But it was 2 hours plus. It was a ridiculous runtime, and I just didn't think it was particularly interesting. They're just basically, it's the same thing that's in the last one. They're going back and forth whether this brother is Lisan Al-Gaib and...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't give a fuck. Mm. I really do not. Mm. It just weren't banging for me.
I mean, I watched Blade Runner 2049 and I was really annoyed. So I don't feel like I want to give this director any more of my time.
Oh, was that Denis Villeneuve as well?
Ah. Mm. Oh. Which kind of makes sense of it, right?
That 2049, I don't know what it was about.
Yeah.
About some creative twins. Something like that.
It was just aesthetically pleasing to watch. Everything else about that movie was ass.
I don't know how he's managed to gas people into thinking this is a good film, because it ain't, man. Like, Dune Part 2 is just, it's just not good. I'm sorry. I really want to rock with it, and I'm tempted to go watch it one more time to maybe, like, did I miss something? Did I not see something in my first viewing? But I was just bored.
I know this is episode 237. Mm-hmm. However, something has just come up.
Oh, no. By,
Mr. Ye.
What's he done now?
Everyone knows I watched Kendrick on No More Parties in LA. Everyone knows I watched Drake
at
the Free Hoover concert. Everyone knows I brought Adidas into this culture and I took them out. Everyone knows Lola Demna, Virgil, Jerry, Kim all worked for me. I made Yeezus, Dark Fantasy, Pablo, Graduation, Throne, 808s, I made Runaway, Devil in a New Dress, Father Stretch My Hand. I am the only person to come back to number one after cancellation. There is only one goal. I stand by me. My friends call me Ye. Smiley face.
Where was this on Instagram?
Posted by Ye 30 minutes ago.
He's just bringing attention.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Nothing. What do you want
like,
to say?
Like, everything you said there. Okay, not everything. As always, 75% of the stuff you said there is facts. But you don't have to, like, nobody asked for this.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you're doing this because you're angry at the fact that the Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole thing is happening. But in my view, I don't really see, they're not really your peers.
No.
Okay, there's a little bit of a bleed over effect, but you're far removed from them, man. You don't even need to even have that conversation.
Whether
about that specific gen of those dons who are in their late 30s who dominated from the early
10s
till now.
Mm.
So why are you talking about this? For me, that only means that you want the attention back on you.
Yeah.
Yes, you went number one again. And that's fucking incredible. It really is. But you haven't got a seat on this conversation. No one really... Unless you're going to go out and diss one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, that diss will be horrible. His writing abilities aren't there.
I think what happened was somebody posted No More Parties in LA and was like, correct me if I'm wrong. Someone was like, oh, Kendrick washed Kanye, and then it became like a discourse online.
Yeah.
And you pair that with the Kendrick conversation about the Drake thing, I think that's probably come up in his algorithm, and now he's like angry about it.
Yeah.
Which I just think.
Did he wash Kendrick?
I don't know what's going on with your mic, bro.
Is it fucked again?
This
mic is fucked up. I'm really upset. If this other episode is fucked, I won't be happy.
Happy.
I'm going to be doing a lot of editing.
For money.
Yo, Miggity, Mike.
Like, what happened? Like, bro.
Mic check.
Mic check one two.
Miggity. Yeah, this thing is gone. Yo.
Should be alright.
Yo.
Alright, I'll take it off.
That was a disaster.
You can't even sort the mics. Actually, well, I don't have tools.
Yo.
All right, pause it and then I'll...
It doesn't matter, actually. I'll just sit there.
Mm.
Yo. Oh, I think it's actually just turned itself off now.
Oh, Love is Blind. Oh, man. Where?
Wait, what? Where am I sitting? Where are you sat? Here. Oh, okay, cool. I was getting confused. We're still rolling, so I guess Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Reunion, what are your thoughts, guys?
I've never seen a human being get crashed on like that.
What's my man's name?
Trevor.
Yo, they put Trevor in the pack.
They
those presenters went like...
They jumped him with words.
Round for round, like, yo, why are you even here? Like... Yeah, you got nothing to say for yourself.
Oh,
like you came on here for fame. Like that's not why we're here. We're all here to find love. We're all here to like find our soulmates. And you, that's not what you were here for. So why were you here? And he's like, I had something to say, but I don't think I can say it.
I didn't know, I couldn't hate
boy,
on my
boy, get your goofy ass off the stage.
I couldn't hate on my man. He saw the potential for a check and he took it.
I don't really get it though, because like, you're not going to be famous from this, so I don't really get why everyone was so angry.
You'll get a boost in followers on TikTok, all the social media.
Nah, brother, listen, at the end of the day, yeah, I think he understood the game for what it is. You might find love, you might not find love. That's that.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what, babes, I didn't find what I was looking for, and thank you for being patient, but let's just get together and then try something.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm. And quite literally, I think that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Had he never grew back the mullet. The moment he grew back the mullet, I knew
how
exactly.
How did he grow back that quickly?
Bro, it's been a year or whatever.
Yes, of course, yeah, I forget.
Yeah, the mullet
have
was
Have you
crazy.
Seen his hairline, bro? Mm. Like, that trim was rough. That trim was rough.
Yeah, he looked crazy.
So, I think, ultimately, I just look at that and I'll be like, yeah, you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
And you really got to affirm that. But, yeah, like, when he came back with the mullet, I just knew that he was trying to do something, of course. And when they figured him out and then put him on blast, I've never seen a man freeze.
Yeah. He was fighting for his life.
Frozen.
He froze.
I didn't expect them to put it on him that much, because I would have been there like, I understand, like, you took...
Hey. And he has a very large...
frame, but he's a gentle giant, it seems.
He has a very large frame, and then for him to feel... like look small.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never seen that.
That was a sad.
Like, there was no other embarrassment I've seen. This is the highest.
I mean, I don't understand how, if I'd been there, I don't know if I'd have been as pissed as they were. I'd have been like, I get it.
It's not that deep.
Nah, it's a check.
Do you know who they crashed? They tried to crash it on my man, who usually wore the hat. They tried to crash it on
my
him.
Man with his new
with
thing.
With his new thing.
Yeah.
And she just seemed jarring, bro. I was like,
yeah,
she just seemed
but
like...
I
wasn't really feeling her energy. Like, I am loud. I am this. I am that. It's like, bro, you're here on this reunion show. Like, she, relax. Like,
you weren't on the main show, so you need to chill. And you did ruin someone's life. Like, that was bad. That was bad man from them.
She was doing too much for me.
Yeah, because she knew she was a bad person, so she had to defend her honor, I feel like.
My thing is, yeah, I spoke to one brother, and even another brother spoken to me about, I'm not going to mention his name, because what I'm about to say could be wild.
Detrimental.
Is it one of them ones where...
It's one of them ones where basically, it's a double-edged sword, this statement. However, they're not yours until you say I do.
I don't know.
God forbid.
I was going to say God did.
Nah, the opposite, bro.
And even in the light, in the eyes of the Lord, I mean, it ain't really real until you
nah,
say
I'm not rocking with that. I feel like, if you make a commitment to someone, you've got to honour it. And he shagged. And he made the wrong choice. He was better with the one, she might be jarring, but he was
they were
better,
a better match. Yeah, you're right.
Match, which is the case, because they've been together a year now.
Yeah, but even the mum said, like, she's a handful. The mom said she's a handful, so I'd like, if you really think that's the one for you, go ahead.
Nah, I hear it. I didn't particularly like the blonde. I don't think the blonde is an angel. She's jarring herself.
Could you imagine, like, your mom just telling your partner, yo, she's jarring, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, the mom said if she ever that gets jarring, funny. We hear it, you know? Like, say less. We're on your side,
no
if anything.
No skin of our back. That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. So, bad that vibes. Should tell you... Megan Fox lookalike should have got crashed on, because the information she shared was crazy.
Oh, what did she say?
She
again?
Baited out that he fucked his friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's insane.
But what's her name? Jess. I spoke to one friend and she basically said that Jess is it's either if she's like that in real life, wonderful. However, this is like she has a whole HR, like she has a whole PR team behind her.
Oh, really?
To like make sure that she was perfect on
Who's
TV.
Jess?
Jess is the one that actually looks like Megan Fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
God took time.
Mm.
But she came off on the show really well and in the reunion really well.
Mm.
Probably does. I think a lot of them I wouldn't be surprised. It'd be a bit like Love Island. Like, some of these guys already go in to the show with a PR agency. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. If she looks like she looks, she's made for TV, let's be honest. So it wouldn't surprise me. And she now that you say it, she talks and acts very trained, if that makes sense.
Very well trained, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Clay's like, it takes a lot to get to that point of being that mature, but...
Yeah, they should have slapped Clay's head, bro. I understand why he felt the way he did, and he actually articulated it well, but for him to do it at the last moment is really dumb.
Yeah.
Just really, really,
it
really
dumb. It was AD.
Really, really, really dumb. Like, he... I don't really fault anything he said, because like I can understand how you could feel like you're not ready to be in that situation.
Oh,
but to allow it to escalate for that long period of time, it's just cowardly.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta stop. You has to stop. You can't let this continue for this long.
I wouldn't even say so. I think that's the only time you can ever turn around and say no. That's the only time you can ever say no.
He ruined that woman. There was no need for it to go that
listen,
far.
Listen, bro.
He was unsure at the honeymoon.
And if you're still unsure, then bro, I don't have to continue with this right now.
You saw what he done when he was eating.
Yeah, nah. He
thought
he's a bad man. There's no way.
Man couldn't even enjoy his food. Man looked out into the sunset table. And was like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's nothing to suggest that he didn't suggest that he has a history of cheating. Like, you really need to heal from whatever your dad was on. And that's crazy, because I don't know, man. It was odd. Yeah. And I just don't feel he gave good enough reasoning personally.
Yeah, he was...
You're right. He did articulate himself well, but I just don't... Like you, I don't think it should have got to the point that it did.
No, well, for the experiment itself, like, if it had been real life where you had done that for a whole year and you paid for everything and then say, nah, I ain't ready yet. Then you have to look at you funny.
But you don't go however, on the show.
However, at the end of the day, I think if you genuinely don't feel like you're sure, like, what's his name?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I forgot my man's name. The one who played for the Indiana Pacers. Where quite literally he just turned around and said, I ain't getting married. Like, he just, the day of the wedding, because she never signed a prenup, turned around and said... Forget the wedding.
That's different.
On the
right?
day.
Yeah, I kind of hear it still.
And like they were together like, yeah, for years and years and years and years, and he just turned around and said, "Because you're not signing this prenup, like
I'm not with it." But that's different. I'm not. I can't compare the two. I just think, and more so because of how I wouldn't have cared if he'd come there and he stood on business and was like, "Listen, I felt the way I felt," but the fact you came there and you regretted it as much as you did, like. Bro, you ruined your not only her life, but kind of this period of your own life.
No, I think at the end of the day, I think
he's not a happy man.
Yeah, he's not happy for what he did.
No, he's not. He knows he's messed up.
He's not happy for what the outcome was and how it happened. He's not happy for that. But I think he's happy for what he did, because everything he's done in terms of the growth that he's needed to do is superb. Well, I don't know, just from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I hear it. He looks like... To me, he struck me as someone that had a lot of regret over the decision that he made. It goes, but I don't want to lose you. And my man even had to find out that she went on 2 dates with Matthew.
He looks sick.
Yeah, he threw up. I know.
the 6ix9ine meme. We're listening to...
Yeah, he was sick to his stomach. And... She probably only did those 2 dates because she wanted to make him jealous.
Yeah, it's an evil world.
Either way, bro, I mean, everybody made matches. So, like, anybody could go off and date anybody.
This is
what was
us in terms of the relationships. Yeah, they only had one person get married.
Yeah, their man were boring as fuck.
Yeah, the contraception couple.
Contraception couple.
Double C.
Double C. What are we saying for Love Island UK? Because that's coming out soon, oh, right?
Love is Blind UK.
Love is Blind UK.
Yeah, no, no, no. That's going to be hard as bricks.
Yeah, we should do a watch along or something.
Birmingham accent. Listen.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I don't know what your hate is about Birmingham accents.
No, I'm just interested to see accents from the UK on there. That's going to be crazy.
I'm from Liverpool.
Because they're going to have to do the whole of the UK. They can't just say, oh, it's going to be
I hope so. Because they
do Northern Ireland and they just forget Ireland. Wow.
Because one thing, that's maybe.
Yeah, because one thing Love Island do relatively well is they get different regions and that. So I'm hoping Love is Blind does a similar
yeah,
kind
of thing. Because we're a smaller country, the States, they will just say, okay, this year our couples are from, I don't know, New York, for example.
Kansas or wherever
yeah,
it is.
Wherever it is. But I think the UK can say it's going to be people from all over.
Yeah,
so expect a lot of different accents flying around.
Absolutely.
People are going to hate just off rip because of the voices. It's going to be box office.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, watch along is necessary. You need to figure out how to do that.
We'll get into it.
100%.
It is 9 o'clock, guys.
What about the black guy and the... I mean, you've spoken about...
Oh, my man.
Yeah, the black guy and the white girl. What?
I hear it. I hear what it was on, but she...
Who's this?
She seemed nice. The one, the teacher.
Kenneth.
The head teacher.
She's... Oh, man. They're saying he might, I don't want to say, but like, they're saying things, and I have to hear it because she is beautiful. She might be best in show.
She's, when you add
personality
agree.
As well, like, I would probably 100%. Be inclined to pick her over Jess.
100% out of that crop.
There was a girl called, Danette? Yeah, 33, that's all right.
That's a chong.
Yeah, chong
tits.
Matthew.
But yeah,
Ashley,
Who's this?
These are people on the actual show.
But they didn't go through.
They didn't
get airtime.
They didn't get an I do.
Damn.
Them. No, some of them do get
Amber
IDs.
Amber was a lovely one. Amber was the one who was in the situation with Matthew and AD.
Yes.
She was nice.
She looked alright. I ain't gonna lie. We should probably get out of here before they cut the cameras and cut the mics.
Danielle.
So songs for this week. I've been listening to a lot of music recently. I am going to pick a song by Sir called Satisfaction.
He's EP just thing in it.
Yeah, good project. He always makes good music.
That's how it's this. Sir?
The Promise by Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud. Like Live on the Underground, Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole in that. I love that.
Say less.
That's one of the best picks ever. Rams, You're Mine.
Shouts to Rams. Shouts to Rams.
Okay,
nice one. Podcast.
Listen,
so 237.
We hope Diddy's children are fine.
What, the ones that he's
the ones that got arrested?
Damn.
Huh?
Well, they got arrested, but they're not being charged for anything.
The kids.
Yeah. Psh. Bye. Who is this?
Yeah.
He's in trouble, boy. Gonna make me love you.
You see how he adopted that white girl.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.